Yeah, I think it'll. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a neat environment to play in. It'll be loud, and I think it's something we're all looking forward to for sure.
How much of the preseason games do you think will help you in this game playing at Chicago?
I think a little bit. I think Cincinnati's got a heck of a home field. I know they got a great crowd, and they're pretty successful there. So we'll have our hands full for sure.
What do you see on film from their ability to get pressure with just a four-man rush?
Yeah, they believe in those four guys up front for sure, and they're athletic in the back end. The linebackers very instinctive, and they're opportunistic, right? They get a lot of turnovers, a lot of interceptions. So it'll be a great challenge for us all across the board.
Coach Kubiak said he's trying to put you under as much stress as possible in practice. How good a job is he doing at that? And you don't seem to be a real stressful type of guy.
Yeah, I think that started even last year. I think everybody out there, I think you get put in difficult situations in practice. So hopefully when you get there in the game, it comes to you a little easier. Not that it comes easy, but you're used to it in a sense. So I think Coob's done an awesome job with that the whole way through.
Trevor, Coach talked about you trying to help you improve and understanding the athleticism of some of these NFL guys and knowing that you can't necessarily make the throws at this level that you made in college. How do you think you're coming along with those things through 2 weeks? Obviously, those two kind of weird interceptions at the line of scrimmage and,
sure,
and those sorts of things.
Yeah, it's just getting a feel for these guys. I was joking earlier. You know, two of my picks, I wish I'd got my money worth, maybe throwing the ball downfield or something. But, yeah, it's just a feel thing and just getting around those guys. But I feel good about it, and we're working to clean it up.
What's your take on what this offense has done in terms of being 400 yards, 24 first downs, but maybe left some points out there? What's kind of your evaluation of how things have gone as an offense?
Yeah, I think we're doing some good things. I think we're really, really close. We're knocking on the door to being a special group, you know, like you said, finishing those drives. But we've had a good bit of success, too, which is encouraging. And, you know, I'm excited to be a part of it, fix these things, and hopefully just get better, continue to get better moving forward.
How much of a concern in practice when you're not going full speed all the time?
Yeah, it's different, but you got to get used to it. That's the NFL. You're not going to be able to practice full speed every day. Got to get everybody to Sunday, and that's part of the business.
Trevor, what was the loudest stadium you played in college?
Played in some good, you know, the Big Ten. You know, you got a lot of Iowa, Wisconsin, Penn State got pretty loud. But you know, there's not many. All the home fields there are pretty special, I'd say.
What's the quietest you ever made a visiting stadium in
college? That's a funny question. Yeah, it was good. You know, playing in those loud places when you have some success, it's kind of eerie in there when everything goes quiet. But you know, Big House, you know, over Happy Valley, those are some cool places to play.
What about that game at Notre Dame?
It was fun. I remember it was cold. Yeah, but it was a good memory. Yeah, I think we're close. I think, you know, everybody's got to do their part, and I think it starts with me for sure. But I think we're really close. You know, look back at tape, and one or two things go our way, and it's a totally different ball game. So I think guys are doing a good job of working and pressing on, and I think we'll get those fixed. I have a lot of confidence in that.
Trev, all the way in the back. Antonio Brown, Decker, and Brandon Marshall really held in check. How much does that concern you when you look at that on tape?
Yeah, you know, not too much. I mean, it helps when you got DT and Emmanuel and the other guys we have. So, you know, teams are going to try to do that. Going to try to take away your best guys sometimes, and hopefully have other guys step up. And we're fortunate enough here where I don't think that'll be an issue.
Sure, it looks like you're going to have Jeff Heirmann out on the field finally. How do you feel about finally getting him out there?
Yeah, a lot of confidence in Jeff. Good to get him healthy, I think, number one. But a lot of confidence in him. I think the whole locker room does, so. I think it'll be exciting for him to go back to Ohio. He says he's got a lot of people coming, so good to get him out there.
What kind of growth have you seen yourself from the first preseason game now to week three?
Yeah, I think I was, you know, I thought I was as ready as I could be, but adjusting to the speed is a different story. So I think, you know, each week I think I'm seeing things a little better, and it's starting to slow down for me a little bit. You know, I got a long ways to go, obviously, but, you know, I'm trying to continue to grow and take coaching, and I think we're moving along pretty well.
Rated out well these first 2 weeks. What has he got? Because he's not one of the bigger centers or anything. What has he got that makes him?
Yeah, he's intelligent. He's super intelligent, firstly. You know, he's running the show up there for us. And, you know, he's an athletic guy. He's strong. He can reach. He does a lot of things really well. But I think his smart and his ability to get everybody lined up and on the same page is why we're successful up there.
DT expressed some frustration after the win? Was it weird for you to see? I got frustrated when you're 2-0?
No, I mean, it's understandable, right? Receivers, they want the ball. They want to make plays, especially our guys. They're two of the best in the business. So we want to give those guys opportunities to make plays. So I think it's understandable. And, you know, everybody's working really hard to get wins, which we're doing, and get better. And that's the exciting part, too, is we know there's room for improvement, but we're still winning. So understandable, though.
How do you communicate that with them as a young quarterback? It's different when they're asking Manning. He's telling them, I'm trying to get you the football. But how do you go to them and kind of address that if they want the ball more? Do you talk to them about it in the huddle
right.
or in game?
You know, those guys have been awesome. You know, tremendous leadership out of those two. So those guys have been great with me, pulling me along the whole way through. And not just them, like I said, Matt, Russ, all those guys. So those guys are doing a great job. You know, they're going to get their – they know they're getting their touches. So, you know, can't say enough about how they've led.
Trevor, why do you think this running game has been so successful? You guys are fourth in the league through two games.
You know, up front, those guys are doing a heck of a job. And like I said, starts with Matt, and those guys up front are playing their tails off. And then, you know, Andy's another guy that should get a lot of credit there, too. The two-back stuff we're doing, I think, is giving a lot of people fits. And it's exciting to see those guys come along.
How beneficial is that for you as a young quarterback?
That's huge for me. I think it's big for any quarterback. I think any quarterback will tell you a good run game is his best friend. So hopefully we can continue to do that. But at the same time, you got to stay balanced. So can't be one-dimensional in this league.
Do you try to make a concerted effort to get the ball downfield?
You know, I do. At the same time, it's you got to take what people are giving to you. You know, a lot of teams we play, they're pretty mindful of 10 and 88 going downfield. So, you know, I think we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing. And those plays will come. Those guys will make their plays.
Has that been part of your success running the ball, that people are so intent on keeping you from pushing the ball down the field?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're running the ball so well, and then we get some play pass in there. And then, like I said, you got to be balanced with whatever you do. So if we can continue to stay balanced, and, you know, those shots will come. I know, you know, guys want those plays to happen, but those will come. It's a long season, and I think we'll get those.
Trevor Demarius was waving at you on that 3rd-and-2 on the sack against the Colts. Did he say something to you after that play?
No, I knew. I saw the picture. I went up to him. I just picked the wrong side. I told him to get open next time. But, he was good about it. And like I said, those two have been great leaders the whole way through.
Hey, thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, guys.